ABC.
The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has mandated the Urban Development Corporation UDC Board to make the creation of Jamaica's third city a priority, while continuing the development of the cities of Kingston and Montego Bay. The Prime Minister envisions that a sustainable third city built to world-class standards will help to alleviate the urban overflow in Kingston, reduce the burden on the capital's infrastructure, and support the government's objective of having two-thirds of the Jamaican population living in urban centers. The UDC has begun the groundwork to execute this plan, including the formulation of an approach which will widely engage Jamaican citizens as well as local and global stakeholders. Find out more on today's edition of Urban Scope. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. The island of Jamaica currently has two cities, Kingston, the capital, and Montego Bay, St. James. The city of Kingston was founded in 1692 after the devastating earthquake which destroyed Port Royal. In 1703, Kingston was declared to be the chief seat of trade and head port of entry into the island by law and officially replaced Spanish Town as the island's capital in 1872. Montego Bay, on the other hand, was conferred with city status on October 9, 1980. This was achieved through advocacy of the people of Montego Bay. The UDC has been tasked with developing a third city. A city is defined as a large, densely populated area with higher levels of services required to meet the needs of its occupants and the location. Within the Jamaican context, the Statistical Institute of Jamaica's guideline for a city is an urban area with a population of over 2,000 that provides a number of amenities and utilities that indicate modern living. Each settlement has an urban hierarchy and would be classified in terms of its economic base, retail function, access to major infrastructure, access to tertiary services, social amenities, recreational facilities, administrative facilities, its regional sphere of influence, and its population density.
We have been working to prepare a planning framework document which outlines the process to creating this new city. We have also, within the planning framework, created a terms of reference outlining that process which is to be followed. We have also commenced a process of consulting with some of the lead agencies that are critical to the process of developing this new city, to include the National Environment and Planning Agency, Planning Institute of Jamaica, the Ministry of Transport and Mining, the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, and the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development.
Chief Planner at the UDC, Ronald Brown. Mr. Brown says in identifying the third city, areas that are experiencing a high rate of migration and spatial growth in initiatives, government policy in terms of logistic hub development, other major infrastructure development currently taking place, as well as other government policies will be examined.
The UDC has been very mindful of what is happening at the international level and to be guided by whatever conventions, papers, accords to which the government of Jamaica has signed.
Third City Project Manager Cheryl McIntosh says the planning committee is in place and the technical team has already started the necessary research to identify and justify the prospective third city.
The data that we collect will point us to the site that is to be selected.
Once a location meets the criteria, city status has to be granted through an Act of Parliament following public consultations. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the Urban Development Corporation was created by the Jamaican government in 1968 through a special act of parliament to ensure that planned and orderly development takes place when and where it is needed in Jamaica within the framework of national priorities? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.